Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice. Scott Spears back with you here on a Getaway Friday, February the 18th, 2022. Angie Evers live with me in studio, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour, and that's no lie. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind.
You know, maybe we should have a day when the listeners pick what we talk about.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. They pick.
Well, is there anything people, listeners, would like to know? If there's something you want to know, we'll get it out there. 740-383-9944. But don't ask any personal questions.
So what are they going to ask?
Well, they can ask, you know, do you like pie or something like that.
You know, I figured out that you don't like fruit pies. You like cream pies.
See, but you said that the other night, and I don't know that that's true, because I do like apple pie and lemon pie's okay.
I don't think lemon's a fruit pie.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you are kind of a private person, because I've heard people call in and talk about the COVID shots and everything, and they say, did you ever get yours? And you just won't say yes or no.
That's right.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, that was a decision I made early on in this, because I always knew what I was going to do for myself. It was a pretty easy decision. But I did not want, because I know a lot of people listen to this show for information. And I did not want to come on and have somebody say, oh, he got his shot, so I'm going to get mine. Or he's not going to get it, so I'm going to be skeptical too. I don't want to have that on my conscience. And maybe people wouldn't. People wouldn't care. But I mean, there has been a lot of talk about mask wearing, vaccination on this station, and I just did not want to be part of that. I thought, I'll bring the doctors on, they can tell us what they think, but I don't want to be, I'm not a doctor, and I don't want to give people medical advice, and I know what's right for me, but I don't want to influence anybody.
Okay, I understand that. That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, see, that's the truth.
But you will ask people, though.
Yes.
I mean, you've asked many, many, many people, did you get your vaccination?
Right.
But nobody can ask you.
Are you saying that's hypocritical?
Yes.
Oh, really? Well, don't hold back any.
I guess I won't.
Well, because I think it's everybody's decision to answer it.
But now, most people who, you know, since we're already way into this pandemic, most people who got the shot and wanted the shot got the shot, and people who didn't want the shot didn't get the shot. So what does it matter now if you say or not?
Well, I don't think it matters. Well, I don't know. I think some people still are on the fence. I don't know. Only 50% of Marion has the shot. So half the people have, half the people haven't. I just am not a doctor. And you know, that to me, here's the hypocrisy in it. Now, if you're going to tell people to get the shot or not get the shot, well, then if you don't answer, then I think that's hypocritical. But if you're not giving people advice and you're not taking a stance on it one way or another, then I don't think you should have to tell people. Like, I know the one person who really took offense to that was Mr. Blystone, who's running for governor, but he was telling people that the shot is... I'm trying to say what he said, but it was that basically he was not in favor of the shot. But yet he wouldn't tell us if he had it or not. So don't tell people not to get it if you're not going to tell us if you've got it.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
But I've never told somebody not to get it. And I've never told somebody to get it. And a matter of fact, I'll tell you, I do not like shows, period, where there are no medical people on and they're giving their opinion on the shot. To me, what is that?
An opinion.
An opinion. And I don't know. I mean, are you using your forum to... I'm not sure. I don't really understand it. People can have their opinions, but I just... Boy, the repetitive nature this has brought out in a lot of people is very strange to me.
Yeah. I mean, I tell people I got the vaccine. I got all three of mine. But, you know, if... I don't exactly tell everybody how I felt after I had the vaccines, but...
Well,
If they want to get the shot, I don't want to deter them from getting it.
Well, it's the same thing about politics. I mean, I'm not going to tell people which way I vote. Now, I think it's important to vote. I think that's a right that we have in this country that you should not waste. But I'm not going to tell people how I vote because... I think some people would not come on if they knew, because they feel like they would be bombarded by somebody who doesn't agree with them. And number two, I don't think it's relevant. It's not relevant to an interview, how I vote. Doesn't mean I can't ask you good questions.
Yeah.
But people think that way. And I've had so many people, because I've never told anybody how I vote. I honestly couldn't... I don't think there's a person on the face of the earth who knows how I vote. But yet I've had many people go, "Oh, I know. I know how you feel." And I always think, "I bet you do."
One time I took my daughter in with me when she was younger. I took her in with me to vote. And... she saw who I voted for, and then she told everybody. She'll still tell people who I voted for.
If I was not on the radio anymore, I would. I mean, I've never been ashamed of the people I voted for. That's why I voted for them. But while I'm doing this, I think it's just irrelevant. Just gives people another reason to go, "Oh, you're biased."
Well, I don't know.
I mean, look at all these people on cable news. It's just all opinion. It's why I cannot watch any cable news anymore. It is just opinion, 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 opinion.
Oh, did you watch it? Have you watched the Olympics? I really haven't been watching it, but what happened to this ice skater?
I don't know. I heard something about that, but I really didn't delve too deep into it.
I was just wondering, and was it a person that was ice skating for the U.S.? Or was it a different ice skater from a different country? I don't know what happened. Somebody call and tell us what happened.
What happened with the ice skater? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz.
I mean, I had the news on for like 5 minutes this morning, and... I don't know. Did they say she was never going to skate again?
I don't know. I did. Wasn't it something about she took some heart medication? I heard something like that.
Is that a different story?
I don't know. I haven't followed the Olympics that close. I've had them on at periodic times, but I haven't followed them. And that Super Bowl, jeez.
I didn't really get to watch much of it.
I just watched the last half, maybe.
You know, I did not hear anybody say anything about any commercial. Was there any good commercials?
I don't know. I don't remember any of them.
And I don't, you know, nobody on Facebook or anything.
I didn't watch the halftime show either. People have made comments about that. I didn't watch it.
Oh,
I saw.
You would not be interested in the halftime show.
Now, see, that's your opinion.
But I know you wouldn't be interested in it.
Why would I not be interested in
the
halftime show?
Even though we are the same age.
See, I don't know that that's true either.
But you didn't listen to those people growing up.
How do you know?
Did you listen to...
We didn't grow up together.
Yes, we did. Did
we
you
did?
Listen to Eminem?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Did you?
I did a little bit. You know, I knew the Slim Shady song.
Well, give us a little bit of it.
No. You're not conning me into singing. I don't sing.
See, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Why would I not have liked the halftime show? I did see a minute of it. I did. I saw a minute of it, but I didn't pay attention to
it. Because you're just not into that type of stuff.
What am I into?
I really don't know what kind of music you listen to.
I'm just a complete mystery,
no,
aren't I?
Yes. Very mysterious. I really don't know, because there'll be songs that were really popular when we were growing up, like, I mean, teenage years, and you don't know who they are.
Like who?
I mean, anybody I listen to.
I know who Eminem is. I would have known
sure
who that is.
I'm sure you know who he is.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that tiny skater you guys was asking about. She's allowed to skate, but she cannot participate in any award medal ceremony.
Well, what did she do?
She took, I think it was her grandfather's, some kind of medicine she took. It was her grandfather's medicine.
But why did she take her grandfather's medicine?
I have no idea. I do not remember if they said.
So they're saying now because she had some kind of drug in her system, that she's disqualified.
Substance, yeah.
Well, do we know that she was doing it to enhance her performance?
I did not pay that close of attention to it because the Olympics don't really interest me.
You know, there's something going on right now in society in general, and I don't know if it's because we're still under the pandemic and it's changed life in a way, but things that people, even in internet times, so I can't even blame this on the internet, there are things that people used to pay heavy attention to that they're really not anymore, like the Olympics. I have heard so little discussion among people about it, it's been unbelievable. The Super Bowl, we had an Ohio team in it. I heard some talk the next morning, but I didn't hear people talking about it over the water cooler or anything the next day.
They were probably traumatized because the third time, Cincinnati, they're going to start relating Cincinnati to Buffalo Bills.
Well, it's just strange to me that this has, I mean, I remember 2016, even though the Indians lost the World Series to the Cubs, everybody was talking about that. You couldn't go anywhere that wasn't talked about. And Super Bowls that haven't had Ohio teams in them, I would hear people talking the next day about the halftime show, the commercials, how good the game was. It just seems like all of a sudden there's this just blasé-ness about everything, and nobody cares.
That's the way it seems, doesn't it?
It does, and I don't know what has happened in the last year that's changed all that.
That's even happened to me. I used to stay out and watch TV till 8, 9, 10 o'clock anymore. I come listen to the radio before 7 o'clock. I'm just listening to the radio, playing games on my phone. I don't even care what's on TV. If I want to watch it, I record it and watch it later.
Well, but you know, I mean, even things on radio, I think, can be of interest. I just don't hear people talking about it. You know, it's funny because somebody said to me the other day, somebody came on the station here, and they were talking politics. And they said, boy, you don't do that very much anymore. And the reason is, it doesn't seem to be very important to people anymore. So, why talk about it?
Unless there's a hot-button issue. Like, have you heard how the mayor's doing? Has he started his campaigning?
You know, that's a good question. He's going to be on Tuesday for his regular monthly visit, so we'll probably talk some about that on Tuesday. But, now see, to me, that was something people were interested in, but the Marion mayor running for statewide office, do you know how little attention that got locally here? I was shocked.
Yeah, I mean, that should be a rather big deal. I mean, can you imagine what's going to be said if he loses? Oh, they'll be all over that. But if he wins, they probably just a drop in the bucket.
Well, I would think he cannot be very happy with the way, as little press as that got. You want that to get a lot of press.
Was it in the paper?
Yeah,
I think it was in the paper one time.
The more exposure he has, the more people, you know him. I mean, people in Marion know him, but, I mean, he has to get around to...
having Dr. Davis and Jason Schaub are on this week, you know, to me, that's a big story, and that's coming in less than 3 months.
I missed that Dr. Davis interview. He used to be my doctor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, did you hear Jason Schaub?
Yeah, I heard Schaub.
Well, what did you make of him? I heard a lot of feedback on that.
He made a lot of sense because I've heard... over the years, a lot of gripes about the county commissioners and how little they seem to do. And now that I live in the county, yeah, I can kind of see it because I called about, there's a culvert that goes under 309 and it's actually too small. It needs to be bigger. And the only thing they told me was, you know, because my land floods, my yard floods. And if it gets to my house, then my basement floods. So I thought, well, you know, if they make that culvert bigger, it'll drain faster, and the water won't fill up the field and start coming into my yard. Hell no, they told me that was a no-dot problem.
Well, you know what? I'll say this about Jason Schaub, much like I'll say about the mayor. Again, people might not vote for him. People might not like what he said. And people might not agree with him at all, but I will say that I do believe that he was putting truth in front of party, his truth. I don't think he was trying to curtail his answers to satisfy any party or people.
Yeah, see, I hate those guys that, I mean, if they're Republican or Democrat, I mean, you can tell they, whatever that side wants, that's what they agree with. I mean, that just irritates me. That's why I can't listen to a bunch of radio stations, and all they have on there is that conservative radio talk, and them guys say, they all say the same thing.
Well, that's why, you know, I'll break on this station for a second, because not only, I think, are we very local, but I think every show on here is doing something very unique. I'm very proud of every show on here, because I think if you listen to this station, even if you hear a lot of the repeats, you are hearing things that you're not hearing anywhere else. We've got everything from national celebrities to the most local of local topics.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we do have a devoted listenership. And when we play Family Feud or we do trivia, you see that there are people who don't turn this station off. And I think it's because we're different. I think we're different than cable news. I think we're different than 90% of the radio stations out there right now. And, you know, I'm proud of that. That you can listen to this station and hear a show that has a completely, just on the political level, Republican viewpoint, and the next minute to hear a completely Democratic viewpoint.
Yeah, I'm so glad I found this radio station because it's not like anything else out there.
Well, we're glad you found it too. Well, hey, thanks for listening.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Yes?
Well, I turned the speaker down so I couldn't hear, because I didn't know what that squeaking was from.
I don't know what's causing that tonight. There's always some problem going on around here. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I just want to commend you on having Jason Schauber and Dr. Davis on. That was two very informative days.
What? I appreciate that. You know what? Both of those guys, I honestly had met them both in passing. I'd never got to sit down with them. And they were both, I found them both to be honest and informative, as you say. I think they gave us a lot of information.
Jason's my next door neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yes, and he is very honest, and we're the same party, and he and Larry do a lot of discussing, and he tells it like it is. Even though he's a Republican, he tells it. If he doesn't believe in something, he tells the truth.
Well, that's what I say. And next time I see him, I thanked him for being on the show, but we didn't have a whole lot of time to talk that day when the show was over. But whether or not you agree with what he says, whether or not you would vote with him, if you listen to that interview, you've got to say, now there's a guy who is telling you what he thinks, and I don't think he's controlled. I don't think he worries about what his party or really anybody thinks. I think he's being as straight as he can be with people.
Well, he's got his own mind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I found Dr. Davis. Dr. Davis is a very genial, polite man. And I think, you know, I found him to be, he was not as, in my opinion, he was not as strictly, as Jason was, strict in his opinions as Jason was, but I certainly don't think he was, you know, not, I don't think he was trying to spin anything he was saying.
No, I thought he was very good. I had never heard him before, but are you going to have Ken Stuyvesant on?
You know, I have invited Ken. Now, I hope he shows up. I don't know any reason he wouldn't. I think he will.
I think it would be good for the community to hear his views also.
Yeah, and to be honest, all the county commissioners I have had conversations with, I used to cover Andy Apfelfeller. Every time I see him in the grocery store, we talk. I hope Ken does come on. I don't know the reason he hasn't responded yet. Maybe he's just been busy. But yeah, I do hope he comes on because that's fair, and I want to hear what is going on with the county.
Right. Andy Apfelfeller is a very good friend of ours, and that's where Larry gets a lot of his tomato and pepper plants.
Oh, is that right? Well, yeah, Andy is a very nice man. I've always liked Andy. He's been there a long time, and he's a good guy.
Well, I don't think he's going to run next time.
How many years has it been?
I can't tell you, because he was a state patrolman, and he left the state patrol and went to Kennedy Fort Matthews Ford and was like their lease manager, finance manager, and then he went back to the state patrol. So, I just can't remember.
Well,
I've known him for about 30 years.
I'm saying he's had to have been there 15 or 16.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's been there a long time, but he has always been very popular. And, you know, he's one of those guys. When I used to cover county commissioners, Andy was always the most accessible in those days.
Yeah.
It could be the same thing now, but in those days, if I, you know, some of them were not. But if I called Andy or left a message, I would always get an answer.
Yeah, he's a good guy also. I think we've got a good group. We really do. But, I just wanted to tell you to commend you for the effort that you put forth in getting these people, because people of Marion need to hear it, because not everyone subscribes to the Marion Star.
Well,
and they don't.
Yeah, that's one of my worries is, you know, I see the Marion Star pulling back further and further and further, and I don't hear other stations doing much more than music, and that worries me.
Larry listens to WMRN early in the morning, and then he switches over and listens to Charlie. And when I hit the floor, he's got your station on. Because he knows I'm going to say, turn Scott on that radio. Because I don't like to listen to WMRN since Jeff left. You know, it's just not the same.
No,
and it's... You do a great job. You really do.
Well, thank you, Phyllis. I appreciate that. You have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, yeah, and it's you know, when I started at WMRN, I have no huge criticisms with them except the fact that the company that owns them has cut the local programming out, and that's unfortunate.
So, is it different than the iHeartRadio? Who's iHeartRadio?
That's who owns them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. They had a lot of good local programming over the years. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. It's Lena Grigio.
Oh, how are you?
Well, I'm good.
Are you into it tonight?
We're on a road trip.
Oh, really?
Yes, we're in just north of Atlanta.
North of Atlanta?
Yes, we're on our way to Florida and to get some sun and relaxation.
Well, that sounds like a good place to be in February.
I think so. It's still cold here. Let's say we're just north of Atlanta. It's in the 30s.
Now, have you checked in? So you've checked into a hotel for the night?
Yes, we just had dinner Ruby Tuesdays right beside our hotel. And now it's mower time. I might have a
mower
before bedtime.
Huh? Knocking one back, huh?
Yes, but I thought I'd let you know what's going on, and I've been listening to you.
Well, I'm glad you're listening to us from
Atlanta, just north. We're about 35, 40 miles north of Atlanta.
From Atlanta. Well, I tell you.
We're on our way to Vero Beach.
Vero Beach. Now, where's that in Florida?
It's south of Melbourne, about 30 miles or so. It's on the Atlantic coast. Nice place.
Very nice. Now, you're just going down there to enjoy, or are you visiting anybody or going?
Yeah, my wife's brother has a condo there, and we're going down to spend some time with him.
Oh, very nice. Well, have safe travels and call us along the way. Let us know how life is down in Florida.
I might call you during the week and tell you how warm it is.
Yeah, make us all jealous up here.
Yes.
Hey, okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Stay well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our Pina Grigio couple headed down to Florida, Vero Beach.
I'd like to go to Florida. I'd like to go anywhere warm. California.
See, people listen to us in different states. And that, again, I'll be braggadocious here for a second. That's why I like this station.
Because you can listen anywhere.
Well, you can listen anywhere, but I think people want to listen anywhere. I think we can be boring, but we can also be entertaining, but informative. That's what this morning to me was all about. The President Harding thing. I enjoy that. Because I hope people are learning something about the Harding.
History.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Radio can still do that. Where other mediums can't. And the Star, you know, God bless them, but that's just... They try, but they're about 2 days behind on everything.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, but
it's... 2 days behind.
It's the times. What can you do? And then I also worry about the internet, because people put out false information all the time. And I don't like that.
Like, other stations?
No, I'm just... People in general, they write things on the internet that they know are not true.
Oh.
And people believe them.
That's because it's their opinion and they want people to believe their opinion.
What's wrong with the facts? If anybody has anything they'd like to say, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Here, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944.
So, do you have any big plans coming up?
Not that I can think of. I took a lot of heat over those pie comments last week, though. Back to it. You know, I like apple pie, so I don't know that I dislike a fruit pie. Isn't a lemon a fruit?
Yeah, but it's not like pieces of fruit, like a blueberry, apple.
I like blueberry pie.
Cherry.
I like peach pie.
Peach.
So I don't know that I dislike pie. It's
no, but all those pies, I mean, you always like the cream pies better.
Yeah, but here's what I think when it comes to Judy's pies or the Carlisle pies. And, you know, I'm sad that I've got to bring this up by name, but I've already done it. All I'm saying, they're not bad pies. I'm just saying, for all the buildup that I hear about these pies, I guess I expect them to be just delicious. And they're good. I mean, it's not a bad piece of pie, but I can't tell the difference between those pies and a pie I would buy at Meijer.
Oh, I can. Although, I mean, I honestly have never had a Carlisle pie, so I don't know.
Now, I can tell certain people's pies from... you can't go to the store and buy it. But not those two. I mean, honestly, if you would have given me and not told me where they came from, you could have said they came from Kroger or Meijer or Save-A-Lot. I would have thought, oh, okay. There was nothing distinguishable about them.
What kind of pie did you get from Carlisle's?
I think it was lemon. It just tasted like lemon pie.
Was it a lemon meringue?
No, I don't think it did have meringue. What to you was so great about the Judy pie?
Oh, they've always just been really good.
But what is it? What are you tasting in there that I'm not?
I don't know. I guess we have different taste buds because you don't like biscuits and gravy, and I do.
Oh, God. No.
I got biscuits and gravy yesterday from McDonald's.
I'm traumatized by gravy.
But why?
I don't know. I can't...
Just the gravy with, like, hamburger or sausage?
Well, you know, the last time it was made for me, it was at school. And the person did it for me. And I could smell it. And the person said, oh, it doesn't have a smell. Oh, it has a smell. I could smell it coming down the hall. And when it came time to eat it, just looking at it, I mean, really, I felt like I was going to gag. And I'm not saying the person was a bad cook, or because other people were eating it just fine. There's just something about it for me that I cannot do. Now, oddly enough, I cannot be, you know, totally highfalutin, because if I go to, like, a chicken place and they put gravy on the mashed potatoes, I can eat that.
Okay, I was wondering if you ate.
Yes, I can eat that, you know, with on the mashed, but mashed potatoes are not one of my favorites either, so highly unlikely I would be ordering a lot of that. But that on their mashed potatoes, maybe with a biscuit, yeah, I can eat that. But not, if anybody makes it at home, I'm not eating it. If it's a breakfast thing, no. If
so
it's the main course, no.
Did you try it?
Did I try what?
The gravy.
Yes.
And you just took
no,
a bite?
No, didn't like it. It's awful. And people think it's a joke, like the fruitcake. No, I just do not like the taste of it.
Like, I don't like coconut.
Yeah, I think there's certain things that people just don't like.
But we all have different tastes. I don't know. I mean, like, I want to find... I know my mom has given me a couple recipes. I just haven't had time to try. Like, pie crust. I think pie crust really makes a difference in a pie. If you make homemade pie crust. But I don't know if these places make homemade pie crust anymore. I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, I don't know. Apparently we learned that Judy's not cooking her pies anymore.
Yeah.
She's passed this on to her grandkids, I guess.
Yeah. So, I mean, are they keeping everything the same? I don't know.
I don't know. We'd have to ask them and see if they tell the truth.
There. Do you think they would tell you the truth?
No. There you go. I don't know. I just... So you don't even know what's good about them?
Well, I mean, I like pie.
Right, but what is different about a $6 Meyer pie and an $11.50 Judy pie?
The crust, probably. I mean, I like sweet pie. I mean, Meyer's does have a good blueberry pie. They have a really good caramel apple pie.
Good carrot cake.
Oh, you get their carrot cake?
I do like their carrot cake. I haven't had one for a long time. But if I'm going to get a carrot cake, because so few people make carrot cake, if I'm going to have a carrot cake, I'll buy the Meyer carrot cake. I like their carrot cake. I think they have a bakery at Meyer's. I don't think that's coming in on the truck.
Yeah, I'm sure they still bake stuff. I mean, people buy cakes and stuff from there.
And I think their donuts are fresh.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. I don't venture into Meyer in the morning to see what all they have. I don't care to go to Meyer very often.
Well, I live next door to it. They're my neighbor.
I go to Kroger and Aldi.
I've been in Kroger a few times.
Oh, I downloaded a coupon today for a free pack of water. So I have to go into Kroger and get my free pack of water. Like a 24-pack.
I think a lot of these people who are making pie now are saving on the sugar. A lot of these pies taste very tart.
Yeah, because you weren't crazy about the pie you got from that Smucker's restaurant we went to in Toledo.
See, but that could have been built up again, too. People saying, boy, this is going to be great. We're known for our pies.
But I think if you would have... I guess on Saturdays when you go, they run out of pie because it's Saturday and they make their pies fresh. And because they're closed on Sunday, so they don't bake a bunch of extra.
There's no accounting for good taste.
Yeah, but I think if you would have got a peanut butter pie, which you've never had before.
I don't like peanut butter.
Well, I don't either, but I like it in pie.
Well, like I can eat a Reese cup, and you know I like Butterfingers.
I like fudge. I like things with...
Peanut butter fudge, oh yeah. But see, I would never eat a peanut butter sandwich.
Well, I wouldn't either.
That's the difference, I guess. And I'm not big on peanut butter cereals or,
I made no-bakes last week, and they had peanut butter in them.
Right, I mean, so
yeah. Did you tell there was peanut butter in them?
No, because it doesn't taste... Like, peanut butter fudge, to me, does not taste like peanut butter if I would eat it out of a jar. Like, I wouldn't just smear peanut butter on something.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do that either.
But who knows? Maybe peanut butter pie would be okay. I don't know that I've ever had peanut butter
pie.
You
would really like peanut butter pie.
Does it have to be from Judy or the Carlisle?
No, you better have Phyllis make you a peanut butter pie. You'll like it.
Well, no, do I... I like that blueberry pie that we had on New Year's Day. I think that came from...
Meyer.
Yeah, Meyer. And like I said, I like Meyer carrot cake. I can't say anybody's bought one for me in a long time.
The caramel apple cakes... Or not cakes, but caramel apple pies are very, very good. But they're very, very sweet, too. I'm sure there's tons of sugar in it.
Oh, I'm sure. But some of these pies, they don't put sugar in.
No homemade pies.
Yeah, I... Ooh. Nothing worse than a tart pie. But I like pies a la mode.
With ice cream.
I do. You know, I had some strawberry ice cream the other day that was very, very good.
From
it was just
where?
Just a store brand. Boy, that was good. I had not had strawberry ice cream in a long time, and that's my favorite type of ice cream. My favorite type of milkshake.
Yeah, strawberry. I like strawberry milkshakes.
McDonald's has a good strawberry milkshake when their machine's not broken.
Right.
But I think the government's investigating
You like McDonald's blueberry pies?
Oh, yeah, those were good.
We went through McDonald's to try the blueberry pies, and they only had one blueberry pie left.
I tried to share it with you.
So I got an apple pie, and you got a blueberry pie.
Did I not give you a bite?
No, I didn't take a bite.
But I offered.
I don't know about that.
I did.
I don't think you did.
Now, see, that's a lie. You're lying on the radio. That's horrible.
I did. No, I said you can have the blueberry pie because I know
and I
you
said,
like
I, but I want
pie.
You to try this.
But I didn't.
Right, but I offered.
I don't know about that.
Don't I always offer food to you?
Probably.
There you go.
I don't know if you did that timer, though.
I remember it very well.
I'm not sure.
No, because I said, I'll take the apple pie. I like their apple pie, although it's a turnover.
Oh, no, no, no. Now, Arby's has good cherry turnovers.
No, but McDonald's is a turnover, I think.
No, the apple, it's an apple pie.
Oh, man. Go ahead, caller.
It's me again.
Hey, Phyllis, how you doing?
Hey, these big stores that make pies, they get the filling in 5-gallon buckets, and it's all that goopy stuff.
Well,
that's
you know,
why it's so sweet.
Have you ever had the Judy's pies or the Carlisle pie?
Yes, and I don't care for them.
Yeah, see, I'm sure lots of people like them, and maybe it's just me, but there's nothing distinguishable about them to me.
Well, when Judy was making the pies, they were good, and then she retired, and her granddaughter took over.
Now,
and there's a difference.
See, this is what I suspected, because I heard so much about this Judy, and here this pie came the other night, and it was a pie. I mean, I ate a piece of it. It was okay, but I couldn't figure out what all the hubbub was.
Yeah, and I had bought some from Carlisle's one time. I was going on a trip, and I bought Larry two pies. And they weren't good, and they cost me, oh gosh, this has been 15 years ago, they were over $20 for two pies.
Well, you know, that's one of the problems, too, when you buy them at a restaurant, because you want a good pie, because you're paying $10 a pie, or sometimes
right.
more.
Right.
And if you go to Meijer, though, and you get a pie, and it's $6, and it's okay, well, it's $6, that's better than 10.
Yeah, tell Angie I'll make you a peanut butter pie, but it's not the same as what she's thinking. This has got ice cream in it.
Oh.
It's delicious.
Well, that sounds great.
But that's not for your birthday. That's later. I've got something for your birthday.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, now I want to ask you, would you rather have it on Friday than on Thursday? Because Thursday's your birthday, and you're probably going to be celebrating.
Because I'll probably be here at the station longer on Friday, and
okay.
The day after would probably be better if that works
okay.
for you.
That's fine.
All right.
So
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Bye-bye. See, that's a birthday gift right there.
I couldn't hear.
Yeah, she's going to make a peanut butter pie, but it's going to have ice cream in it. But that's not the birthday gift coming up this week.
Oh, you are just spoiled.
Yeah, but, I mean, now I look forward to that. Could you tell a difference between Judy and Judy's granddaughter's pies?
Well, I mean, I hadn't bought a Judy pie for a long time. I mean, because I don't get them very often, because I don't have a lot of extra money.
You know, Judy's probably a very nice woman. I've never met Judy. And apparently, Judy's not in the pie-making business anymore.
Yeah, that's sad. But, I mean, I'm sure she's done her time.
You know, yeah, I guess. Maybe it's a profitable thing now.
Maybe, you know, did you like Mary's pie?
Now, who's Mary?
Mary, over in...
Piper Station Mary.
Yeah.
I don't think you gave me any of that pie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now the truth can be told.
Well,
I don't think I ever saw a piece of that pie.
I thought we bought two pies. Did we give them both to my mom?
I don't believe I ate any pie from Mary's.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Now, why would I make that up?
Maybe we'll have to go to Mary's and get another pie.
I'd like to try the bread. Apparently, she's well known for her bread. How much were the pies? $5? $10? What were they?
Like six?
Yeah, I know she wasn't making change or anything over there. Whole different operation. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, real quick, Scott. Have you ever tried a sugar-free pie?
Yeah, I've had the sugar-free pies. I think they're sweeter than some of these pies that I've eaten.
Yeah, I mean, well, sugar-free stuff, pretty much all I'm really shitty. But I enjoy them better than I do the regular pies most of the time.
Yeah, I've had a good sugar-free pie here and there. The cream pies that they do that are sugar-free, I don't even know how they're sugar-free because they taste so sweet and so good.
I know. I eat sugar-free ice cream. I'm cookies. I can eat all that stuff.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Have you ever had a Judy pie or a Carlisle pie?
No, I don't eat pie too often.
Yeah, they're different. I mean, again, people might like them quite a bit, but it's just, I don't know, I was suspecting something different. But you're right, sugar-free pies are very good.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for calling. You know, it's a pie type of night. I like pie. You know, next time we do this show, it'll be the day after.
Your birthday.
My birthday.
What do you want for your birthday?
I don't know. Time just keeps on flying by.
It does. Real fast.
Yeah, time goes by fast. You look at something sometimes and you say, boy, that's going to be a long time. And then, boop, it's there.
Poof.
And it's over sometimes.
Over.
Over. All right, like this show. Poof.
Poof.
It's over. Any parting words for the audience tonight?
Nope. Be safe.
Make sure you're truthful.
That's right.
Don't lie.
Don't lie.
Don't lie. Everybody have a great, great night. Have a great, great weekend. And I'll be back Monday, President's Day.
Well, you should have had Harding on President's Day.
Well, busy guy. Scott Spears for Angie Evers and the whole WWGH family heading for the dugout.
As you can see in my new book called How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life. And I follow that very closely. And while I was not on the platform committee this time, my people were, and they were well trained. And we have, I think, the best platform ever.